I was mulling this over when the captain approached, cool and calm, forever in control of himself, looking neither alarmed nor annoyed. "An accident?" I said to him. "No, an incident," he answered me. "But an incident," I replied, "that may oblige you to become a resident again of these shores you avoid." Captain Nemo gave me an odd look and gestured no, which told me pretty clearly that nothing would ever force him to set foot on a land mass again. Then he said, "No, Professor Aronnax, the Nautilus isn't consigned to perdition. It will still carry you through the midst of the ocean's wonders. Our voyage is just beginning, and I've no desire to deprive myself so soon of the pleasure of your company." "Even so, Captain Nemo," I went on, ignoring his ironic turn of phrase, "the Nautilus has run aground at a moment when the sea is full. Now then, the tides aren't strong in the Pacific, and if you can't unballast the Nautilus, which seems impossible to me, I don't see how it will float off." "You're right, Professor. The Pacific tides aren't strong," Captain Nemo replied. "But in the Torres Strait, one still finds a meter and a half difference in level between high and low seas. Today is January 4th, and in 5 days the moon will be full. Now then, I'll be quite astonished if that good-natured satellite doesn't sufficiently raise these masses of water and do me a favor for which I'll be forever grateful."